Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes Mauritius as an important bridge between India and the Global South. Prime Minister to be guest of honour at National Day celebrations of Mauritius today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announces 500 crore rupees contingency fund for Manipur. US says Ukraine is ready for an immediate and interim ceasefire for 30 days and now it's up to Russia to reciprocate. 30 security personnel killed in Pakistan train hijack incident. 214 people still in captivity. Second phase of Khelo India Winter Games 2025 to conclude today at Gulmarg in Jammu and Kashmir. And India make clean sweep at men's discus throw event at World Para Grand Prix Athletics in New Delhi. Sagar bags gold medal with a throw of 34.84 meters. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described Mauritius as an important bridge between India and the Global South. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Port Louis last night, he said that Mauritius remains at the heart of India's Sagar vision, first announced during Mr. Modi's 2015 visit to the island nation. The Prime Minister said that Mauritius is a part of India's family and not just a partner country. He emphasized that this bond is deep and strongly rooted in history, heritage and the human spirit.
भारत और मॉरिशस पार्टनरशिप आपसी विश्वास और उज्जवल भविष्य के एक समान दृष्टिकोण पर आधारित है हमारे संबंधों को आपने हमेशा नेतृत्व प्रदान किया है और इसी नेतृत्व के बल पर हमारी साझेदारी हर क्षेत्र में निरंतर मजबूत हो रही है
Mr. Modi assured the island nation of all-around support in development, including the construction of a new parliament. The event was attended by Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, his wife and cabinet ministers. Mr. Modi cited India's swift response during crises, such as delivering vaccines and essential medicines during the COVID-19 pandemic and standing as the first responder whenever Mauritius faced challenges. Mr. Modi's speech also focused on the collaborative effort to secure the Indian Ocean region. With Mauritius possessing vast ocean territories, Prime Minister Modi emphasized India's role as a trusted ally in combating illegal fishing, piracy and maritime crimes.
मॉरिशस हमारा निकट मैरिटाइम पड़ोसी है और हिंद महासागर क्षेत्र में महत्वपूर्ण साझेदार है पिछले बार मैंने विजन सागर रखा था इसके केंद्र में क्षेत्रीय विकास सुरक्षा और समृद्धि है हमारा मानना है ग्लोबल साउथ के देशों को एकजुट होकर अपनी आवाज बुलंद करनी चाहिए
Mr. Modi thanked the people and the government of Mauritius for conferring upon him the country's highest civilian honour, the Grand Commander of the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean. The Prime Minister also announced the extension of overseas citizenship of India cards to the seventh generation of Mauritians of Indian origin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honour at the National Day celebrations of Mauritius today. This marks the second time that Mr. Modi is attending the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest. A marching contingent from India, the Akash Ganga skydiving team of the Indian Air Force and the Indian naval ship Imphal will also participate in the event. Yesterday, Mr. Modi held productive talks with his Mauritian counterpart, Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, in Port Louis and reaffirmed the strength of the partnership between the two countries. The two leaders reviewed bilateral relations, ongoing collaborations and explored new avenues to elevate their special bond to even greater heights. Key areas of discussion included defence, security, economic linkages and cultural exchanges. Later in his address during a banquet dinner hosted by the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Mr. Modi stated, the India-Mauritius partnership is not limited to historical ties. He emphasized that it is based on shared values, mutual trust and a common vision for a bright future.
हमारे संबंधों की कोई सीमा नहीं है हमारे संबंधों को लेकर हमारी आशाओं और आकांक्षाओं की कोई लिमिट नहीं है आने वाले समय में
हम मिलकर हमारे लोगों के विकास, पूरे क्षेत्र की शांति और सुरक्षा के लिए मिलजुल करके काम करते रहेंगे.
Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Mauritius visit has filed this report.
On the second day of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mauritius visit, India and Mauritius will sign agreements on various sectors. Apart from this, Prime Minister Modi, along with the Prime Minister of Mauritius, will inaugurate the Civil Service College and Area Health Center. Both these projects have been built in Mauritius with the assistance of India. Before leaving for India today, the Prime Minister will also visit Ganga Talab, and there he will offer the holy Sangam water from Mahakumbh. Ganga Talab is one of the most sacred Hindu places in Mauritius. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Mauritius.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced a 500 crore rupee corpus for Manipur to establish a contingency fund. She told the Lok Sabha yesterday that the centre is providing all possible financial assistance for the faster recovery of the Manipur's economy. Finance Minister was replying to a discussion on the Manipur Appropriation Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation Vote on Account Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha. Both bills were passed by voice vote.
500 crore corpus is being given so that they will have a contingency fund from now kept every year. If necessary, more can be added to it. But that system, which did not exist before, we have now brought in.
Sitharaman asserted that the overall law and order situation has improved in the northeastern state, except for some sporadic incidents. She said 400 crore rupees have been provided for operation of relief camps in Manipur, and under the Prime Minister's Awas Yojana, 7,000 houses have been approved to provide housing for those who were displaced. Manipur is currently under the President's rule. The Finance Minister had tabled the Manipur budget for 2025-26 in the Parliament on Monday, envisaging an expenditure of over 35,103 crore rupees. The budget session of the Telangana Assembly will commence today with Governor Jishnu Dev Verma's address to the joint session of both the Legislative Council and the Legislative Assembly. The Congress government in the state will present its second annual budget during the session. Additionally, the government has proposed introducing a bill to enhance the reservation quota for backward classes to 42% in the state. The state budget is likely to be presented on 19th of March after a short break for Holi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu attended a civic reception hosted in her honour by the government of Punjab in Mohali last evening. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that with the blessings and inspiration of the gurus, the land of Punjab has given birth to martyrs and revolutionaries. She noted that important chapters of the country's freedom struggle have been written on its soil.
गुरुओं के आशीर्वाद और प्रेरणा से पंजाब की इस धरती ने बलिदानों और क्रांतिकारियों के जन्म दिया. पंजाब की धरती पर देश के स्वतंत्रता संग्राम के महत्वपूर्ण अध्याय रची गई है.
Highlighting Punjab's significant contributions across various fields, the president praised the state's progressive farmers whose hard work made the Green Revolution a success and ensured the country's food security. Today, the president will address the 72nd convocation of Punjab University in Chandigarh. In Punjab, the National Investigation Agency's Mohali-based special court has sentenced 9 individuals for their involvement in the drone dropping of explosives and arms in Tarantaran during August-September 2019. The accused were linked to the proscribed terrorist organization Khalistan Zindabad Force. The drone drops were orchestrated by Germany-based designated terrorist Gurmeet Singh Bagga and Pakistan-based terrorist Ranjit Singh Nita. The case was taken over by the National Investigation Agency from the Amritsar Police in October 2019. While 6 of the accused have been sentenced to life imprisonment and fined, 3 others have been sentenced to 10 years of rigorous imprisonment, along with fines for their respective roles in the case. The central government has imposed a 5-year ban on the Awami Action Committee, AAC, led by Mirwais Umar Farooq, and the Jammu and Kashmir Ittihad ul-Muslimin, JKIM, headed by Masroor Abbas Ansari, under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967. In two separate notifications, the Ministry of Home Affairs cited the organization's involvement in activities that threaten the sovereignty, integrity, and security of India. According to the notification, AAC members have been accused of supporting terrorist activities, propagating anti-Indian narratives, and mobilizing funds for secessionist movements in Jammu and Kashmir. The US has announced that Ukraine has agreed to its proposal for an immediate and interim 30-day ceasefire, and it is now up to Russia to reciprocate. The US has also lifted the pause on sharing intelligence and providing military assistance to Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio informed the reporters of this development after a meeting with Ukrainian officials at Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. U.S. President Donald Trump said he would speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin and hoped that Mr. Putin would agree to the ceasefire.
And hopefully Russia will agree to it. We're going to meet with them and hopefully we'll be able to wipe out a deal. But I think the ceasefire is very important. If we can get Russia to do it, that'll be great. If we can't, we just keep going on and people are going to get killed, lots of people.
In a major escalation of the separatist conflict in Pakistan, militants in Balochistan province attacked a Peshawar-bound train yesterday, taking nearly 450 passengers hostage. They later released civilian hostages and took 214 people captive, including military personnel. In a statement, the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, a militant separatist group, claimed responsibility for the hostage crisis. The BLA said that more than 30 military personnel were killed in the attack. The train was en route from Quetta to Peshawar when it came under fire. On to sports. The second phase of Khelo India Winter Games 2025 at Gulmarg in Baramulla district will conclude today. The first leg of the games was successfully held in Ladakh from 23rd to 27th of January, where ice hockey and ice skating events took place at NDS Sports Complex and Gupuk Pond. More from our correspondent.
Deputy Director General of Sports Authority of India, Vineet Kumar, said the games have been tremendous success as Sports Authority of India and J&K Sports Council did marvelous job to conduct games efficiently. Divisional Sports Officer Kashmir Nusrat Ghazala told Akashwani that athletes and spectators enjoyed the games with full enthusiasm to make the event a great success. Union Minister of Youth Services and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandviya will grace the valedictory ceremony at Gulmarg Club to encourage and honor the athletes from across the country. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
India made a clean sweep in the men's discus throw F11 event on the opening day of the World Para Grand Prix Athletics in New Delhi yesterday, as Sagar clinched the gold medal with a throw of 34.84 meters. He was followed by Balaji Rajendran, who secured silver, while Janak Singh Harsana bagged bronze. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies are mentioned about Prime Minister Modi being honoured with the highest civilian award by Mauritius. The Asian Age, quoting the PM, writes, Mauritius isn't just a partner, it's family. While Hindustan Times adds, India to build critical infrastructure in Mauritius. World-class broadband to be available even in remote area, notes the Tribune. Under the headline, Musk Starlink set for India debut, ties up with Airtel to offer high-speed net. Jewellery exporters step up online play to reach US buyers directly, writes the Economic Times. And finally, in a bid to boost tourism, the Yamuna is set to witness a transformation with eco-friendly river cruises to be launched soon in a 4-kilometer stretch, cites the Pioneer, under the headline, After Ganga, Yamuna to host cruises. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes Mauritius as an important bridge between India and Global South. Prime Minister to be guest of honour at National Day celebrations of Mauritius today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announces 500 crore rupees contingency fund for Manipur. US says Ukraine is ready for an immediate and interim ceasefire for 30 days and now it's up to Russia to reciprocate. 30 security personnel killed in Pakistan train hijack incident, 214 people still in captivity. Second phase of Khelo India Winter Games 2025 to conclude today at Gulmarg in Jammu and Kashmir. And India make clean sweep at men's discus throw event at World Para Grand Prix Athletics in New Delhi. Sagar bags gold medal with a throw of 34.84 meters. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.